You know, they say all men are created equal. But you look at me and you look at Samoa Joe, and you can see that that statement is just not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you get a 25% chance at best to beat me. And then you add Kurt Angle in the mix, your chances of winning drastic go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning, but I've got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me. He's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got 8 1/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning, and if we was to go one-on-one, and then add 66 2/3%, I got a 141 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice. Play the theme song.
We're trying to plan for the podcast. And like, hey, man, you got stuff to talk about? And Shane's like, yeah, dude, I got an opener.
I got something. I got an opener.
And old then does bits. That.
We do old bits now.
Old bits is the opener.
This is old bit time.
Old bits are now our new bits.
They used to call me Old Bits when I worked at that strip club on I-95.
Seen a lot of old bits over there.
Coming to the stage, here comes Old Bits.
Seen some boobies too.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Let's go, dude. Incredible.
What you into, Big Pimp?
Not much. It's Saturday afternoon. Did a big church conference this weekend. There was another guy there. His name, go figure, was Austin. And I hate saying my own name out loud in reference to another person. And I don't know if it's like self-realization, maybe, yeah, of like you just don't. But it don't it sound gross?
Yeah.
Do you hate it?
Yeah, there was a guy named Shane at during the Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. That guy sucked.
Yeah.
And I hated saying, and he would always be like, hi, Shane. And I'm like, what's up, Shane? Good to see you. But really, I was like, don't talk to me, Shane. You are a freak and not a genetic one.
Yeah. I was like, if I would hang around here for any amount of time, I'm good to go by Jones. I would love to go by Jones. It's a great last name.
Talk to him.
Nobody ever really has ever called me that. And I would appreciate it because I like my last name. Joe? I don't know if you should call me Joe.
I didn't say Joe.
Joe who?
I'll call you Joe. Joe Mama. Joseph Mother, folks. We're doing old bits again.
We call each other Bubba. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I only call you Bubba at this point. Hey, Bubba.
Bubba's such a term of endearment. It's so incredible. It's such a good word.
Everybody, Bubba.
It's loving.
It is. It makes people feel good. They feel like they're in good hands when you're a little bubby.
I use that in text chat a lot where someone's like, did you mean this? And I'm like, no, Bubba. I meant this.
Listen, Bubba.
I was planning like a D&D thing with a friend of mine and texting him back and forth. And there was going to be four of us players in the DM, and I was like, oh, so it's like a 3 men and a baby thing. And then he said 2.5 men, and I was like, no, Bubba, 3 men and a baby is movie. You would love it, by the way. Ted Danson,
he doesn't dance at all in the film.
He's never danced as far as I know. Pretty crappy last name for a guy that can't bust a move.
Yeah, dude, he's got 2 left feet, that Ted Danson. But you know who has who has the perfect last name in the 3 Minute Baby cast?
Who?
Steve Guttenberg, because I've seen that guy Gutenbergs countless
times. Not only
times.
Has he gooted on Bergs, he's also gooted in Bergs. And
he will goot in a Berg.
It's very, it takes a lot of talent. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of skill.
He goes down. He does the goot, scoot, and boogie. Mm-hmm. And he goots in Bergs.
Incredible. Few people have been able to do that.
What's the third man? Fuck. He's the most famous one.
It's the Magnum PI guy.
Fuck, what's his name?
No, it's the Hawaii. Who is it? It's Mustache.
Yeah.
It's Mustache. Oh, God.
Yeah.
One of the most famous mustaches of all time.
I can't fucking.
Looking it up, dude. We can do this.
We've got it. It's not
he
Burt.
He has a
it's
mustache.
Not Burt Reynolds.
No, he looks good in a cuffed,
He's
rolled up shirt.
Blue Bloods. He's on the show Blue Bloods, where
He's
he plays the police.
Bloods.
Don't look it up.
It's not Tom Bergeron. I know.
Tom
it's
Selleck.
Tom Selleck, dude.
Your We're Tom incredible. Triggered my Tom.
I knew it wasn't Tom Bergeron, but
no, because Tom Bergeron hosts America's Funniest Home Videos and Dancing with the Stars. You fucking freak.
We should talk about Tom Bergeron more.
Listen, I love the Burge. I'm a big Burge guy.
Yeah, he was so funny. He's better than Alonzo.
Alfonso Ribeiro can eat a whole bag of dicks on America's Funniest Home Videos.
And, like, he's fine, but he's not Tom Bergeron.
Not
Tom Bergeron had delivery. Tom Bergeron had charisma.
What?
Tom Bergeron had good suits.
What?
Not that Alfonso don't.
Poncho.
What?
If you guys haven't seen Stone Cold Steve Austin talk to his barn cat Poncho, you're fucking missing out, dude.
It's good quality content.
Hey, Poncho!
It's content you didn't know you needed from Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It's, dude, every piece of content that Stone Cold Steve Austin puts out, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I used to listen to his old podcast when he used to talk about like ducks shitting all over his porch. And he's like, yeah, I was out there with the power washer today because the goddamn ducks were shitting all over the porch.
I like the one where he was talking about that car that he ended up trashing because he couldn't get it started for like 40 minutes.
The Ford Focus.
Yeah.
That it was just sitting on his property.
Well, I thought I would get it started.
I got myself a 2007 Ford Focus off of Craigslist.
Thought it was a water line. What?
Thought it was the spark plugs. I changed out the spark plugs.
Oh, Poncho and his cat gimmick.
Poncho.
Dude, Alyssa said gimmick the other day. This is podcast content.
Yeah,
she
dude.
Said it in the right context. Let's talk about it.
Please,
we're coming to
give
see
me,
you.
Paint me a goddamn canvas.
Yeah, we're coming to see you in about a month, a little over a month, month and a half.
Yeah.
We're gonna
might be on a high holiday.
Yeah, man. Might be on a very cool holiday. We're going to hang out, dude.
Hitler's birthday.
Our favorite, the holiday of the Nice Boys podcast.
Stop.
Hitler's birthday.
Quit it. You're going to get us canceled. When I get hired at SNL, this is going to be the episode
canceled.
That gets canceled.
We're not going to be canceled just because we said we loved Hitler's birthday.
That's just a day.
You know what I mean?
We don't love Hitler.
We don't love Hitler. We just love his
birthday. I can't do this with you today. I cannot do this.
Anyway, we're going to come. Liz and I are going to go down to Florida from Tennessee. We're going to see Shane. We got a good deal on our hotel because Alyssa got an email from Hilton, and they were saying, hey, if you come listen to us talk about a timeshare, we'll give you a free weekend. So Sunday morning, we got to listen to them talk. Well, I say Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, really, which sucks. We got to listen to them talk for a few hours about timeshares. But she was saying, we're going to go down there. She was talking to Peyton about it. When he was over here helping me put it together, a pergola, she said, we're going to go down there. We're going to do a poor gimmick. We're going to pretend we're poor. And I was like, yes.
What's the poor gimmick that you're going to do?
I haven't decided. I think we're going to go full on trailer trash. I'm probably going to get a wife beater. excuse me, a wife pleaser. I can't do it, dude.
An A shirt.
I'm going to get a white ribbed cotton tank top.
I'm going to get a bag of them because they only come in bags.
They only come in bags of five.
Just like me, dude. Deal, dude. Only come in bags. I got bags in every Walmart bag I've ever brought home, I've ejaculated into.
Whoa, disgusting. Can't reuse those.
Now, why would you?
But she used gimmick in the right context, and it made me laugh.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because for a while, she was like, why do you use that word?
Because it's cool. Because Stone Cold says it, and I'm trying to be Stone Cold.
Say it. Tell me what you told me about your use of it the other day. At work.
Oh,
you were trying to find something, and you were telling your boss, I'm trying to find my gimmick. And he's like, what are you talking about?
I don't remember.
It was your razor knife.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to find my box cutter, and I was like, I can't fucking find my gimmick. And he's like, you're what? I said, my box cutter, everything's a gimmick, dude. I said, yeah. You're a gimmick.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, dude. It's the new whatchacallit.
What are you doing? I'm trying to fix this gimmick.
I'm trying to get my gimmick together.
I'm trying to give it a stud.
I also call my dick my gimmick. Have you ever called your dick your gimmick?
No, not recently.
Well, I accidentally might have zipped my balls into my zipper a little bit, just like a touch, not a lot. And I was like, ah, I got my gimmick caught in my zipper.
A real something about Mary scenario.
Yeah. But my whole nut wasn't on the other side of the zipper. It didn't cut off my vas deferens. Put a boyo yoing sound on top of that.
I don't want to look for a boyo yoing.
I'll send you a boyo yoing, Bubba.
That's what she said.
You got any fart noises in there?
Hey, what's a fart noise on your computer?
Hey, where do you keep your fart noise at?
This is fart 021.
I like that one. That's a really good one. Hey, do you have fart 420?
Yeah, it's here.
God, two great farts. Hey, do you want to just real quick list and play our top 40 favorite farts? I just like I'm not editing this, so number 40.
This is the carpet fart. Number 39. This is Hitler's birthday fart.
Number 38, the goose's dilemma. You got it.
Yeah, sorry, you can do 37.
No, you got it.
37, Turbo Man.
This one's 36, and it's an interest in cheeseburgers.
35, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Good God Almighty, which way do I steer for my cheeseburger in paradise? Making the best of every virtue and vice. Worth every damn bit of sacrifice to get a cheeseburger in paradise. Cheeseburger in paradise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
34, fans.
33, Springs Breeze.
32, Magic Johnson.
We can't
keep going.
I might do it up until this point, but if we do 31 more, I don't know that I could do it.
I don't really have any more good jokes. I think we end on Magic Johnson.
Yeah, as most people do.
Even
most,
though
most ladies did.
It was the 80s. They didn't know.
He beat it, dude. How did he beat AIDS?
Money.
Is it, you think that's it? I mean, I'm sure that had something to do with a lot of it.
I bet old what's his name? Dr.
Robotnik.
No, the guy that owned the Lakers.
Jerry Buss.
Yeah, Dr. Buss. Is that true? Was his name Jerry Buss?
Yes. Do you know what? You've seen the show
I've
also.
Seen it. I've seen it a bunch. I've watched it through
You've
twice.
You've watched all of season two. I haven't even finished season two. But I want to know the science behind of it, I think is what I'm saying.
You want to see a scientist behind?
I would like to see the behind of a scientist about AIDS.
I would like to see the scientists behind AIDS.
One who made it.
The guy who's
up there fixing it, dude.
Well, we know who made it. Mm-hmm. We did, dude.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson made it with all those ladies and maybe a man. Who knows?
He made it. He started it and then he finished. He did finish it.
Sharded from my bottom. Now I'm here. Sharded from my bottom. Now the whole team fucking here. Do you want to do this AI bit?
I would love to do this AI bit. I could not find my dongle. And then I couldn't find the thing to plug in my phone either.
God, you're just having a tough time. Let's see if we can hear this fart. Get that.
I didn't hear nothing.
So now I'm just going to get pink eye for no reason.
You're going to get pink eye, dude.
Damn it. Helmet.
Helmet. I might have a dongle in this little box.
Dude, that is a real plethora of items in that box.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's a real Pan's Labyrinth in there, dude.
Great film. Never seen it.
Is that the box where you keep your special gimmicks? Great film. Never saw a frame.
I just seen that one goat guy in the pictures. I did watch Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities. I watched the first episode when it came out. It was cool. It was spooky.
Yeah.
You like that guy?
Who, Guillermo del Toro or his Closet of Mysteries?
Yes, the aforementioned.
I've seen what's that big one he did with the robots? We're bad at remembering today.
Robots.
Oh, iRobot.
Robin Williams' last film, Robots.
That wasn't his last film.
That's the last one I recognize.
That's the last one I gave a care about.
Robots is a great movie, dude.
It's a good one, dude. Aunt Fanny.
Aunt Fanny, freaking Rodney Copperbottom, dude. Freaking Big Well, dude.
Hold on. We couldn't remember Tom Selleck, but you pulled Rodney Copperbottom out of your ass.
Robin Williams' character's name is Fender.
We are living a wild existence.
Amanda Bynes is in that movie.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Well, a Big Weld, who I kind of model the way I feel about things after, you know, see a need, feel a need. And that's what Big Weld was about. And that's why Rodney wanted to be an inventor.
Folks, we'll be right back. You already got a fucking job of editing.
Well, you know,
once you're in there,
makes good content. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
I don't want this to be a shock jock show, but
but for this one, we do.
This episode, we're doing shock jock, dude.
Welcome to Squeaky and the Dang It in the morning.
Welcome to 40455, bitch slapping the nuts.
Hi, Poppy.
Huh? Hey, I'm the man in the box. La, 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 la.
Ooh, me so horny.
From Parks and Rec, Crazy Ira and the Douche.
Yeah, crazy.
Nick, what's that dude's last name?
Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll, man, so funny.
Kroll's very funny. Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee. I can't stop doing the Tim Allen from the end of Home Improvement.
Listen, Tim Allen set the bar for how men act and talk.
Pa, pa, Zizio. Pa, pa, Zizio. Pa, pa, Zizio. Pa, pa, Zizio.
Oof, I wish I could get with you on that.
That's from the Santa Claus starring Tim Aliens.
Excuse me, that's from the Santa Claus. And a lot of people mispronounce that movie. And I'm about
Oh, yeah, my bad. It's not called The Santa Claus. It's called The Santa Claus.
Well, so I would say Santa Claus and then the Santa,
Santa Claus. Claus. Yeah. But not to be confused with Santa Claus. Rare.
Yeah, not Santa's Claus, but it is The Santa Claus.
Yeah,
the American language is awful, dude. It's so bad.
Hey,
it's
dude.
So stupid.
Hey, dude. Fuck English, dude. Why don't you homonym these nuts, dude?
But this is the greatest country that has ever, ever happened. We're so close to becoming extinct, dude.
Have you ever told anybody that we're the best?
No, but I would love to.
So.
Knoxville, and particularly like the more country part that I am with a lot, don't really have that much diversity. I'm not like where you're at, dude.
I'm in a melting pot, dude. I'm in boy soup down here. There's several boys, and we're all in this soup together.
You guys are just dipping pumpernickel and cheddar fondue, and it's freaking crazy.
Yeah, dude, we're just a soup. I might put a fucking Rice Krispie treat in that cheese. Don't test me with a good time.
Yeah, I bring my own stuff to my melting pot, dude. I'm not just going to take what they said on the table.
Yeah, dude. I bring screws, paper clips, a picture, signed photo of Tony Danza.
I mean, I was going to name off actual foods, but yeah, just like
strawberries.
Stuff and cheese. Strawberries and cheese, I'm good with.
A Funko Pop of Rivers Cuomo.
But if you're in there with like, you know, like salad tongs and you're just like dipping screws into cheese and setting them back out on your plate,
you don't eat them. You just,
what
sit
is
them there.
This? Yeah.
It's like that episode of Kenan and Kale where he put the screw in the tuna.
Daddy, what's that man doing? Don't look at him. And you're just over there dipping stuff into cheese.
Put the screw in the tuna. You never saw that episode of Kenan and Kel?
Listen, I don't know how you're only like 1 or 2 years older than me, but have so much more knowledge about so much nonsense. Because I watched a lot of those shows. I don't remember a lot of those shows.
But you remembered Rusty Copperbottom, and I did not.
It's Rodney Copperbottom, dude, playing
Ewan
McGregor. Space Jesus in Star Wars.
The Lord Jesus Christ Kenobi.
Bless him and keep him. I've never seen that, but I do remember the Kenan and Kel movie where they go to the haunted house and they cut those people's heads off and stuff.
Great
where
film.
they face the headless horseman. So I do remember the spooky stuff. I just don't really be remembering the normal stuff. Screwing tuna, that's every day for Kel, dude. He's always doing something.
He's always fucking a can of tuna.
He's always out in that produce section fooling around.
Yeah, dude. And he might grab a kumquat. Who knows?
He might grab orange soda. I said the thing.
Oh, he loves that.
Kel loves orange soda.
Is it true?
Is it racist?
We'll be right back. Oh my god, dude.
This has been a fun one.
Do you want to end it with a weird thing I did?
Is that the AI thing? Or are we going to save that?
I think we play one.
Well, if you can get it to play through your mic, I think I know where a dongle might be, but it's not an easy access.
So I went on to an AI gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, can you write an episode of the Nice Boys podcast?
That's all you said.
That's all I said.
Incredible.
And this is a few things that the lady came up with. My headphones are plugged in.
Incredible. I can play. Is there a specific one you wanted to play?
I'm just playing the first one. We got it.
Okay.
Hey, Shane, I got you covered. Let's dive into an imaginary episode of the Nice Boys podcast. Theme music plays. Shane, howdy, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Nice Boys podcast. I'm Shane, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, Austin. How's it going, buddy? Austin, hey there, Shane. It's going great, my man. Ready to jump into another wild and wacky conversation? Shane, absolutely. So, what's on the agenda for today's episode, Austin? Austin, well, Shane, I thought it'd be fun to talk about our favorite childhood memories. You know, those moments that still make us smile and bring back a flood of nostalgia. What do you think, Shane?
Oh, hey,
I
Shane,
love that idea.
Sure thing.
Childhood
buddy,
memories
let's
are
dive
like
into
treasure
a
troves of joy and
Nice
laughter.
Boys podcast
All right,
and talk
I'll
about
kick things
favorite
off.
Topic.
One of my
Farts
favorite memories is when I used
eyes.
To build epic
Gust
forts
of
out of blankets
Theme
and pillows
plays.
In my
Shane,
living room.
Howdy.
It was my
folks.
Secret hideaway,
welcome back to
my
the
own
Nice
little
Boys
kingdom,
podcast,
Austin.
Where we're not afraid to tackle the
bit. I can totally relate to that.
Guest-related topic.
I remember spending
all this
building and
this
place.
Pokemon garbage.